Now, I want to move on and to head to Doolin, which will be a favoured destination for many over the coming weeks and months, I'm sure. Since Monday, we've seen the return of inter-county travel, more restrictions being eased for other businesses from next Monday as part of what some have dubbed the big reopening. It also means that those involved in the domestic tourism industry are very much looking forward to early June, when they will be able to reopen with regards to the hospitality sector. And amongst those who are, I'm sure, eagerly awaiting this summer is Liam O'Brien. He's the owner of Doolin Ferries. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Gavin. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
And you're welcome, and thank you very much for joining us in the programme this morning. You must have feared for a while what this summer would look like at all, as to when you'd get up and running, etc., etc.
Yeah, of course. Like just in the same way as last season, when March hit, we were just about ready to get going. And, you know, it was a big year for us. It was our 50-year anniversary. We had a lot of things planned, and suddenly it all went...
You got the worst birthday present possible.
Yeah, worst birthday present possible. But, you know, we got going in around the second week in July, and I thought this will be the end of it now. Next season will be normal, but... When things got locked down in December last year, I was really worried. I said, you know, this is, you know, when the new strains came in and everything, I said, it's a long road to get back to where we were. And obviously things have changed a lot in our own business. Like it's all domestic, whereas 2019 our domestic traffic would have been 15 or 20%. Okay. So we had to change all our marketing, everything had to be changed for domestic tourism, you know.
And based on your experience of last year and using the lessons that you will have learned from then looking ahead to this year, what's your prognosis and your forecast?
Well, I'd imagine I have a good feeling that you know, July and August are going to be busy again. But I mean, it's going to be a very short season. It's very short, and like we would normally run from early March until November, and now it's looking like we're starting on the 21st of May. I'd imagine it's going to be a slow start, but we want to kind of get the word out there that we're up and running and that we're going. And you know, we're very lucky in a way, Gavin, because you know, in our business, it's even though we're transporting people to the islands and we're doing cruises underneath the cliffs, it's an outdoor activity effectively. Like most of our seating is outdoors. It's fresh air. You know, it's exactly what I think people need and what people would like to do. And obviously, it's an outdoor. When you get the island, it's all outdoor cycling, walking. You know. The hospitality though will be a problem. I think, you know, until hospitality opens, you know, people won't have anywhere to stay within the area. So you're relying on people driving from places to get to Doolin. It limits the amount of people that will arrive at the pier, I imagine.
And that's not obviously going to be ideal. But at the same time, are you more optimistic than pessimistic?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, definitely. The glass is half full, 100%.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, 100%. Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I was very, very apprehensive about last season. I thought we wouldn't. I actually thought we wouldn't run at all. I was thinking, okay, we could probably sustain a year of being closed. I noticed lots of businesses that had to do that. And then when we got to open, we operated for about 9 weeks. And like we did like 60% of our trade that we would normally do, you know, in that short period. And it worked out very well. The islanders really embraced this. You know, it's a very important industry on the islands. I think that's, and in the North Clare area, you know, the islanders depend on tourism and they need... they need people to visit the islands and to eat, drink, and you know, rent bikes, cycle, you know, whatever. So you know, I mean, we employ 45 people within the area. All those people are local; they're local to the islands and local to our local area, and they're all spending their wages like locally as well. So it's and we're, you know, we're only one part of the many tourism businesses
course,
that are in
yeah.
the area.
You mentioned the island, and obviously, traditionally, tourism has been very important. Last year, at times, there was some talk, however. Do they want tourists to come in? Obviously,
yeah.
There's an advantage of being on an island in terms of if COVID can stay off the island, people stay healthy, etc. What's the general mood as you see it now? You'll be very respectful towards people's concerns, obviously, Liam.
Oh, 100%, yeah. We were sent a letter from the islanders when we were about to start last year. This is before Leo announced that the country was locking down at the end of March, and we were sent a letter saying, like, listen, could you just stay away until Easter? And we respected that. We said, absolutely, we won't run at least. Or obviously, things changed then, and we didn't actually end up running until the middle of July.
Sure.
But the mood is very different on the islands this year. I think a lot of people were very scared last year. I mean, the vaccine rollout on the islands is a lot further along than the mainland. I think the government have been very good that way. Most of the, you know, over 50s have nearly been vaccinated on the islands now. So they're way more confident. And I know now there's... You know, even last year, there was very limited accommodation open on the islands for people to stay. And most people are opening this year now because they really, you know, they think, you know, there is going to be business there and they want to look after people.
And that augurs well. And that gives your business the best base to work off in terms of Doolin and its reputation internationally, even as a place for people to go for music, for other reasons as well. The islands are beautiful spots. The Cliffs of Moher, you couldn't get a better backdrop if you tried. You know, that's all... They're all great calling cards for this domestic market, for not just you but for the other providers as well.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And I've just noticed, you know, over the winter, like, we've been working very hard on how we can switch things for the domestic markets. As I said, like, our, you know, most of our business was overseas, and we would get a strong domestic market then for July and August. Like, everybody's linked to the schools, but I see everybody is looking to do different things. I mean, even ourselves, this year, we're giving away 3,000 euros in cash in a draw, and every single customer that we have on coming on the boats is going to be entered into this free draw. So that's just one way that we're looking at, you know, to kind of just to give it a bit of a boost, to try and get bums in seats, get people out into the fresh air, you know. And I see lots of other businesses that are doing exactly the same thing, you know. It's going to be all domestic. That's why, you know, from last Monday, you know, when it went the whole country, you can travel anywhere in the country now. That's very, very important, because we've such a small population in Clare, like, you just couldn't operate within those restraints. And like, once the hospitality opens, I feel like there will be a good run of business coming into the area.
How important is it that perhaps towards the second half of the summer there's some international visitors amongst them?
Yeah, well, I would have a concern that, you know, if Irish people can travel abroad, obviously we need to supplement that with people coming into the country. And I know from speaking to tour operators that the Americans are gagging to come back to Ireland. They really, really are. You know, I mean, America's in a much better place with the vaccinations, and people are saying, like, we're vaccinated, we want to travel back to Ireland. We need to get there. So, you know, if people start leaving the country in August and September, we would obviously hope that the American market would come back in the same way, to supplement that, almost that loss, you know.
Yes, yeah, I know what you're saying, and there's no point in denying it. There will be a pent up demand amongst a lot of people here to try and get to sunnier climes in particular period, which we can, you know, everybody can understand, and most people are feeling, obviously. Are you optimistic, though, the soundings from government with regards to this green passport?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not going to be like it was pre-pandemic. I mean, obviously, I think you're going to, you know, there's obviously going to be conditions. You're going to have to have tests. You're going to have to pay for tests. You know, it's just not going to be as easy to travel to other places, and people might look at that. I feel like Irish families especially will probably look at that and say, it's not worth it with the kids. We're just going to, you know, hope that the sun is going to shine on in this year, this summer, and take a week or take a day or pick our day. You know, I mean, we've noticed that, you know, people are clever now. You know, they're Googling the weather and they're picking the day, and we get inundated on the sunny days. whereas, you know, in my dad's time, like, my dad is 51 years this year, you know, people never looked at the weather. They were very disappointed if they came down and it was raining. But, you know, now everybody just Googles, what's the weather doing today? And we're going to go on an outdoor activity today. And, you know, so we can almost dictate now how busy it's going to be just by Googling that ourselves, you know.
That's the one thing you can't control.
yeah. Obviously, look, my father always says there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. So, and we're, as Irish people, we're crazy when it comes to that. I see it when the Germans were here, the Germans would rock up with loads of wet gear on, and the Irish would turn up in a T-shirt wondering why they're getting wet, you know, and we live here, you know, so...
We like to pretend the rain isn't there, despite it being here almost every day of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you know Susan in Daly's B&B very well or not, Liam, but we mentioned earlier her B&B has been named as the best in the country and one of the best in the world by TripAdvisor. And we spoke with Susan on the programme last year, and she was brilliant. great fun. But she was really complimentary towards all the ferry operators, towards the pubs, towards, you know, it's this unity together in Doolin to make it a welcoming place. And all of, even like, that's obviously fantastic for her business and a huge congratulations. But that's the sort of thing that can help the broader area as well. If somebody comes and stays in a B&B and there's a ferry down the road and a trip to the islands, well, that's a perfect day trip out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I never was one to shout about this, but a lot of accommodation providers have told me over the years that the ferries are massive for Doolin, insofar as people arrive in Doolin, you know, maybe the evening before they're going to go to the islands, because they're going to spend a full day. So they arrive the evening before, they stay the night, right? They go out to the islands, they have a great day, they come back, they're absolutely wrecked tired. You know, they're not going to move on to another place. So there's a two-night bed stay directly linked to the ferries. Whereas, which, you know, unfortunately, in other areas, people would come, they spend a few hours, and then they continue on.
Of course,
so Doolin
yeah.
is the ferry business is great for keeping people for those two bed nights, and that's you know, the multiple bed nights is very, very important to accommodation
and the other
providers.
Way around, and the other way around as well, having those high quality accommodation providers on your doorstep is good for you too.
Exactly, and there is, and there's an abundance of us in Doolin and in the whole North Clare area. I mean, even down to the motorway network and everything, like, I mean, Doolin is 2.5 to 3 hours now from Dublin. We get a lot of people to drive down even for the day, and spend, you know, their time going out in the islands, they come back to eat in the area, you know, and you know, so it's very, very very, very accessible. We're very, very lucky to have the Cliffs of Moher. We're very lucky to have the Burn and the Burn Geopark right on our doorstep. You know, to be right smack in the middle of those two things is very, very, we're very, very lucky to have them.
I'll finish with this, Liam. I'm struck when I speak with people, not just in tourism, but in businesses generally across the county, that at a time when it would be very understandable and very easy for heads to be down and people to be worried and looking at the losses that they have incurred and worrying about the future, instead, there does still seem to be hope and optimism and even confidence looking forward from certain quarters.
Absolutely. I would actually predict that next year will be crazy. I think next year will be absolutely crazy. I think there's going to be mad pent-up demand for Irish people to go abroad, but there'll be also mad pent-up demand for you know, people to come to Ireland. I mean, everyone that had their trips booked for 2019 or for 2020, 2021, they're not going to just shelve it. Like they had it in their head, and I think people, I know it myself, I would love to go. I haven't been anywhere. My wife is American and I haven't been to America in 2 years, and I'd love to, you know, I'd even just love to go to her home place of Saratoga Springs, like, you know, just to get somewhere. So everybody that will have that, and even people that didn't have the urge to travel will have the urge. So I'd be very, very hopeful that next year will be a very, very busy year, and the subsequent years. It's going to be the roaring 20s.
Once more, I love that note to finish it on. I know you've got your boat tour of the year award in recent times as well.
That's
congratulations
right,
on that. And I don't want to overlook that. 50th birthday wasn't the best. Hopefully 51 and beyond can be very good to all in Doolin Ferries, and the best of luck going forward, Liam.
Great. Thank you very much, Gavin.
No problem at all. Do take care. Liam O'Brien there.